Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. First of all, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or some other party?
Republican.
As you may know, very few people actually vote in the primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary election for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August 20? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. Not very likely. Not at all.
Definitely going to vote.
And what is your main racial background?
What is my what?
Your main racial background or your race?
Oh, white.
Thank you. And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages, 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
Over 75.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the ground track?
No, they're going pretty well.
Okay. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important issue: traffic and congestion, hurricane and flooding preparation, overdevelopment, abortion, crime and public safety, K-12 education, illegal immigration, housing and property insurance,
abortion,
or inflation. Okay. And now, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, just let me know. The first one is Ron DeSantis. How would you rate Ron DeSantis? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat
very,
unfavorable.
Very favorable.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Very unfavorable.
And the last one, Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
The reminder of this survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve K-12 education? Increasing teacher pay, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, reducing class sizes, increasing school choice options, strengthening school safety and security measures, improving the academic rating of schools, or ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained?
School choice option.
Okay. And you will now be asked about some organization and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each, just let me know. You can indicate it as well. The first one, your local PTA or PTO. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Charter schools in general. Very favorable.
Very favorable. Very favorable.
Private schools?
Very favorable.
And the next one, your county school board.
Favorable.
Just somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay. Traditional public schools?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat?
Just somewhat unfavorable.
And the last three, Moms for Liberty.
I didn't understand what you were saying there.
Moms for Liberty, the organization. Are you familiar with the organization Moms for Liberty?
Oh, Moms, okay. Moms for Liberty, very favorable.
Okay. The last two, teachers in general?
Somewhat favorable.
And the last one, teachers unions?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Thank you. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're 65%. Thank you so much for your help. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
And how would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
And which of the following best describes you? The first one, I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. The next one, although they are not top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community.
Yes, that's good.
Okay. The last one is local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all. Are you sure the second one?
The second one. Somewhat interesting.
And which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I have two options. The first one, we need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools. Or parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income. The first one or the second one?
The second one.
And what about those two? As you may know, the elections for a school board are non-partisan, meaning the party affiliation of the candidates do not appear on your ballot. So which of the following comes closest to your opinion? The first one, the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities. Or the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best serves my values.
I think it was the third one.
Just two.
The third one. You did four. It was the next to the last one.
I just read two. If you want, I can repeat the two options, okay? The first one.
Okay, you need to slow down. You're speaking faster and faster, and I'm having difficulty with your accent.
Okay, I will read you the two options. The first one, the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities. This is the first one. And the second one, the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values.
I guess the first one.
And which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The first one, many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them. Or the second one, parents have the right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education.
The second one.
And this is basically the last part where 75%, thank you again for your help. You will now be given a series of issue positions that a candidate might hold. Will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for a school board? If it will make no difference, you can indicate it as well. The first candidate is a candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years. Much more likely to support that candidate, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely.
Much more likely to vote for that one.
The next one, a candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely?
Somewhat more.
The next one, a candidate who support putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida.
Very much.
Much more likely, okay.
Much more likely.
A candidate who support a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security.
Somewhat more likely. Mm-hmm.
The next one, a candidate who supports the parental rights in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
Very much more likely.
The next one, a candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in this classroom.
Very much more likely.
A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
Very much more likely.
A candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by banning the participation of biological males who identify as female.
Would you repeat that again? You're speeding up and I'm having difficulty.
I'm sorry. A candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by banning the participation
of
biological males.
Yeah, that's good. Very much more likely.
And the last three. A candidate who wants our school to get back to the basic of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Very much more likely.
A candidate who supports making classroom cell phone and social media free zones during school hours.
Repeat that one.
A candidate who supports making classroom cell phone and social media free zones during school hours.
Not having them during school hours, is that what you're saying? I couldn't understand the...
Yeah, no cell phones during school hours.
That's it. No cell phones. Very much more likely.
Okay, and the last one, a candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classroom, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy.
Very much more likely that somebody that would ban that. Yes.
Thank you. And now the last few questions for demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. How long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less, between 6 and 10, between 11 and 20 years, or more than 20 years?
On and off, because we're, you know, back and forth. 20 years.
Okay. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
Conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Master's degree.
And do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or younger living in your household or under who currently your parent or guardian? No. Okay. And generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day, not every day, but multiple times per week, about once a week or not frequently?
Multiple times per week when we're here in the country, yes.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for
time. That one question, that was about, I have children, a child, grandchildren, but they're not living in my house. So I think that's what you were asking.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
But thank you so much for taking the call. Your opinion is extremely important.
You are very welcome.
Thank you for your help again, and have a great evening.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye.